In this bulletin, Victoria reports 113 new coronavirus cases and 15 deaths. Income tax cuts on the table as the government tries to boost the economy. And in tennis, the Kooyong Classic becomes the latest victim of the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Victorian government says a leaked draft of its recovery roadmap is out of date. It comes as 15 more Victorians die from coronavirus and 113 contract the virus. The Herald Sun has published a draft timetable for easing restrictions, indicating Melbourne's nightly curfew will be lifted at the end of the month. But Premier Daniel Andrews says the real plan will be unveiled on Sunday.
It won't be guided simply by dates on the calendar, though. It'll be guided by the science and the data. It'll be guided by how many cases there are in Victoria and the types of cases. There is an enormous amount of modelling going on at the moment. That does take quite some time. Literally thousands of scenarios are run through various computers and processes, and that does take some time. Sunday's the day when we will have much more to say and be really clear with the Victorian community about what the next steps will be.
Analysis of Queensland's sewage reveals a person infected with COVID-19 may have visited Airlie Beach. The state government will set up a new testing clinic at the popular tourist spot to determine whether the virus has spread through the area. It comes as the state records two new cases, both linked to the cluster at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre and the Correctional Services Academy. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles says the low case numbers are a relief.
We're now close to 2 weeks since that first case was reported at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre, and we continue to see small numbers of cases generally amongst those who've had contact with other confirmed cases. And that's really promising. It suggests that our efforts, that our rapid response is working.
The federal government is considering bringing forward more than $150 billion worth of personal income tax cuts to aid the ailing economy. It comes after yesterday's announcement of Australia's worst economic contraction since records began. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is weighing up the measure ahead of his budget update on October 6. Labor's accusing the federal government of blaming Victoria's outbreak for Australia's recession. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers is urging Josh Frydenberg to formulate a plan for jobs before delivering the economic update in October. Dr. Chalmers says yesterday's announcement of Australia's grim GDP figures was a missed opportunity to enact new economic measures.
Australians already knew that the economy was incredibly weak and that the labour market was incredibly weak. They desperately needed to hear from the Treasurer what he intended to do about it. And once again, he spent his day pointing the finger and shifting the blame at others. If only we had a Treasurer who spent more time on a jobs plan, less time pointing the finger at the states or talking about the Labour Party.
The Transport Workers Union will take legal action against Qantas over the airline's decision to axe almost 2,500 jobs. Disgruntled Qantas staff have staged a protest outside Parliament House after being given 6 weeks to bid for their jobs before they're outsourced. The legal action will be filed to the Fair Work Commission, with the union arguing Qantas failed to consult their workers and give them adequate time to make a bid. TWU National Secretary Michael Caine is calling for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to resolve the situation and for Qantas Chief Alan Joyce to step down.
Tomorrow this could be any worker in Australia. A secure, good-paying job in aviation, something that's sought after for decades in our community, has been severed by the spiteful corporate dictatorship headed by Alan Joyce. Let's not make this the norm in our Australian community. Let's make sure secure Australian jobs are the norm.
In tennis, Australia has lost another sporting competition due to COVID-19 as the Kooyong Classic becomes the latest event to be cancelled. Planned for January next year, the Melbourne Tennis Tournament is considered a warm-up event for the Australian Open. The tournament is expected to return in 2022 with an extended clubhouse and increased facilities to accommodate more spectators. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, cloudy and 20. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing, 17. Melbourne, a few showers developing, 19. Hobart, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 20. Wollongong, sunny and 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, sunny and 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, much the same, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.